public discourse and advance the social good and opportunities to be of help to our neighbors in need. We give you thanks for this great nation of ours, this sweet land of liberty forged out of an ideal, a noble quest for freedom, opportunity, and hopeful new beginnings for all people. Help not only the members of this body, but each of us as Americans to refrain from thinking small and to instead think large, to think creatively and not fearfully. Help us to always look for the good in others,
We're not going to meet quite yet. And, yeah, and all night. Yeah. But that's what I'm kind of being told. I would think. But I think they're worried. A win-win. And that's honestly all I know. Others here in my office trying to work some things.
Nice fishing out of Red Lake.
Oh, hated it. She shouldn't be.
I tried to be respectful.
No, I thought you were. Yeah.
I will always fish.
So anyway, but we won't meet. We don't need to meet as conference. I'm going to tell everyone you're the first one. Just
all right. Thanks.
I expect though I was tonight to go through. So.
Okay.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, Senate will come to order.
We are under call. You just need to lift the call.
Okay. Sorry, Madam President. Madam President, I move further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and Sergeant Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Sergeant will bring in the absent members. Members... Only a few more days, hopefully. Senator Bach.
Madam President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
The Secretary will read the report.
Senator Bach from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they hereby are appointed as a conference committee on Senate file number 86. Senators Latz, Kent, and Hall. Senator Bach moves that the foregoing appointments be approved.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Bach.
What are we doing now?
The Secretary will read the concurrent resolution.
Senators Bach and Han introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6, a Senate concurrent resolution relating to conference committee meetings.
Senator Bach.
This one on adjournment?
Conference committee meetings.
Okay. I put my glasses on, Madam President. Madam President, members, about 6 or 8 years ago, we put a provision in the joint rules on conference committees between the House and the Senate, and it indicated that conference committees couldn't meet past midnight, but they could meet one additional hour if, I believe, two-thirds of the conference committee voted to do that. What this joint concurrent resolution with the House would do is suspend that rule related to the time conference committees can meet until 11:59 on May 18th, so just for the remainder of this session. So 3 nights for all practical purposes, Friday, Saturday, Sunday night, to expedite the work the conference committees have to do in order to make sure we meet our constitutional adjournment date. So appreciate your support.
Madam President.
Senator Han.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I know this is not ideal to ask conference committees to meet late into the night, and certainly probably put a burden on staff as well. I did speak to Speaker Dowd last night briefly and again this morning, who had asked if we would be willing to do this to help facilitate what they hope will be a process that would allow us to get all the bills agreed to and processed and then here on the floor in time for us to vote on them before the constitutional deadline. So I have agreed with Speaker Dowd to accept the rule change in the joint rules, and I would encourage a yes vote.
Is there any more discussion? Senator Fischbach.
Madam President, I have to rise in opposition to this. And I realize that the leaders agreed to this and they're going to allow conference committees to meet late. But there is a reason for the rule not to meet after midnight. I understand the effort to get out of here by May 18th, but if Senator Limmer doesn't mind that I quote him, Senator Limmer said in Rules Committee that no good decisions are made after midnight. And I do think that it is unfair to the public for us to be meeting late into the evening and unpredictable schedules. It does not lend itself to transparency. The public deserves to be able to attend those meetings and to see what is going on. And in addition to, if we're pushing all of these bills through at the last minute, they're not able to read and look at the bills. So, and Senator Bach himself mentioned in rules the staff that would have to be here after the conference committees are done. If they finish at 2 or 3 in the morning, the staff stays in order to process the paperwork. So I will be opposing it. I do understand the push to get out on time, but it just seems that this is not necessarily the answer to be meeting in the middle of the night.
Is there any more discussion? Senator Bach.
Madam President, I renew my motion on Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 6.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion does not prevail.
Division, Madam Chair.
A division's been requested. All those in favor of the motion, please stand.
We need 45.
I need a flood bill. Beautiful. rally the troops.
There being 45 votes, you may be seated. The president stands corrected. The motion does prevail. Senator Bach.
No.
Remaining under motions, messages from the House. The secretary will read the message.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has adopted the recommendation and report of the Conference Committee on House File Number 307 and repassed said bill in accordance with the report of the committee so adopted. House File Number 307, a bill for an act relating to transportation, commerce, providing for proof of insurance in electronic format. House File Number 307 is herewith transmitted to the Senate, signed Patrick D. Murphy, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Ekin.
Thank you, Madam President and members. I would move that the foregoing recommendations and conference committee report on House File 307 be now adopted and that the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee.
Senator Ekin, could you tell us any of the changes?
Yes, Madam President and members. This is the bill that deals with allowing for electronic proof of insurance to be used, and it passed unanimously. We made just one small, slight change dealing with liability of police officers. If the device being used is damaged somehow, the police officer does not would not be held liable as long as they use due care when looking at the device for proof of insurance. The language that we had said that the policyholder would be held liable, but there were questions about, well, what if the policyholder isn't the one that's driving the car? That's one of the issues that was brought up. And also, our language did not say anything about the police officer using due care in using the device. So those were the only changes, some slight changes, and I would ask for your support and stand for any questions.
Is there any discussion? On the motion to adopt the conference committee report, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Any further discussion? Seeing none, the secretary will give House File 307 its third reading.
House File Number 307, a bill for an act relating to transportation, commerce, providing for proof of insurance in electronic format.
Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted that desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 60 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and is title agreed to. Secretary will read the resolution.
Senators Bach and Han introduce Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7, a Senate Concurrent Resolution relating to adjournment of the Senate and House of Representatives until 2016.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7 sets our time that we're going to come back in 2016, and it will be Tuesday, March 8th at noon. in 2016, and we'll be in a different building.
Is there any discussion on the resolution? Seeing none, all those in favor of the resolution say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. Secretary, have another resolution.
Senators Bach and Han introduce Senate Resolution Number 185, a Senate resolution relating to conduct of Senate business during the interim between sessions.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, members, Senate Resolution Number 185 is a standard resolution about how the Senate conducts its business during the interim. It's the only thing different from the last time we did this are the dates. Appreciate your support.
Is there any discussion on the resolution? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The resolution is adopted. Remaining under motions and resolutions, we have the conference report on Senate file 1265, and that is Senator Jensen. Senator Jensen.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the foregoing recommendations and conference committee report on Senate file 1265 be now adopted and that the bill be repassed as amended by the conference committee.
Could you tell us any changes made by the conference committee?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Most of the bill remained the same. Sections 1, 2, and 3 remain the same, other than clarifying the way agents demonstrate their agent of record. And then the things that did change had to do with the retroactive consumer appointment of a navigator or producer permitted and the commissions that would be paid retroactively. We removed the section that allowed an 18-month look-back period, but we kept the Senate language that allowed a 6-month look-back period and made sure that we clarified the effective dates. And those were the changes that were made in the conference committee report. I hope for your support on this report.
Is there any discussion on the motion to approve the conference committee report? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The report is adopted. Is there any final discussion? Secretary will give Senate File 1265 its third reading.
Senate File Number 1265, a bill for an act relating to insurance, permitting individuals to contract with an insurance producer to advocate on the individual's behalf.
Secretary will take the roll. All members having voted that desire to vote, the secretary will close the roll. There being 59 ayes and 0 nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Senator Bach, confirmation calendar.
Madam President, I move the Senate take up the confirmation calendar.
Remaining under motions.
Do we vote on that?
All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Remaining under motions and resolutions. Senator Wieger from the Committee on Education. Todd Sesker.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. And members, I have 7 motions that will be made for about 10 individuals that all appeared before the Committee on Education. Resumes, applications are available for your further review if needed. The first is for Superintendent Besker. I move that the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 5, 2015, pertaining to the appointments to the Board of the Minnesota State Academies, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wieger.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wieger.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 5, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment to the Board of the Minnesota State Academies, Todd Besker, effective April 30, 2014, for a term expiring January 1, 2018.
Let's keep the noise down, please. Senator Wieger, just give us a few sentences about Mr. Tesker.
Yes. Madam President, Superintendent Besker would be in the superintendent member role for the State Academies for the Deaf and Blind. He is the superintendent for Faribault Schools, and he's a resident of Cannon Falls.
Okay, on the is there any discussion? On the motion to confirm the appointment, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevailed. The appointment was confirmed. Senator Wieger.
Madam President, I move that the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 5, 2015, pertaining to the appointments to the Board of Teaching, being taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wieger.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wieger.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 5, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of to the Board of Teaching, Joyce Bauman of St. Cloud, effective April 12, 2014, to complete a term expiring on January 2, 2017.
Senator Wieger, tell us about Ms. Bauman.
And President, Joyce Bauman is an elementary teacher at Cold Spring Elementary School from 1995 to the present. She is a kindergarten teacher. She's a resident of St. Cloud.
Is there any discussion? On the motion to confirm, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevailed. The appointment was confirmed.
Madam President,
Senator Wieger.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 5, 2015, pertaining to the appointments to the Board of School Administrators, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wieger.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wieger.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 5, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of to the school Board of School Administrators, Tracine Asbury of Minneapolis, effective January 30, 2014, for a term expiring on January 1, 2018, and Robert Meyer of Lindstrom, effective June 30, 2014, for a term expiring on January 1, 2018.
And tell us a little bit about the appointees.
Thank you. Madam President, Tracine Asbury would be a public member for the Board of School Administrators. She's an adjunct professor at St. Mary's University. She's a resident of Minneapolis. Mr. Myers would be in the community education director position on the Board of School Administrators. Mr. Meyer is the director of community ed for the Chisago Lakes Area Schools, 1992 to the present, and he is a resident of Lindstrom.
Is there any discussion? On the motion to confirm the appointments, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails, so the appointments were confirmed.
Madam President, I move that the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 5, 2015, pertaining to appointments to the Board of the Perpich Center for Arts Education, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevailed. Senator Wieger.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevailed. Senator Wieger.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 5, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of to the board of the Purpich Center for Arts Education, Mikhail Neighbors of Minneapolis, effective October 7, 2014, for a term expiring on January 1, 2018.
Can you tell us about the appointee?
Madam President, Mr. Neighbors is the Chief Operating Officer and the Chief Financial Officer for the Minneapolis Foundation. He's a resident of Minneapolis.
On the motion to confirm the appointment, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The appointment was confirmed. To give Senator Wieger a rest, Senator Bonhoff.
Okay.
Madam President, I move that the report from the Committee on Higher Education and Workforce Development, reported May 6, 2015, pertaining to appointments to the Minnesota Higher Education Facilities Authority, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevailed. Senator Bonhoff.
Madam President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevailed. Senator Bonhoff.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Higher Education and Workforce Development, reported May 6, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Minnesota Higher Education Facilities Authority, Michael Ranum, Nancy Semper.
Tell us a little bit about the appointees.
Thank you, Madam President. The Higher Education and Workforce Development Committee heard the governor's nominees for the authority on May 5th. The authority issues revenue bonds to assist Minnesota universities and colleges. The borrowers are generally private, nonprofit educational institutions authorized to provide education beyond high school. Eligible projects for the facilities include housing, academic administrative purposes, parking, student centers, and other operations. So it's important that our those who serve have strong business background. Michael Ranum has served on the authority since 2002. He's from Circle Pines. He's actually served as chair, vice chair, and secretary throughout his time on the authority. He's been the CFO at both the Hazelden Foundation and BWBR Architects. He graduated from Concordia College and earned his MBA at the University of Minnesota. Nancy Semper began her term in 2014 and is from St. Paul. Semper has had nearly 20 years of experience as a bond trustee at Wells Fargo Bank. In that role, she worked directly with the authority in issuing bonds. I think we would be well served to have Mr. Ranum's continued service and the service of Nancy Semper.
Is there any discussion? On the motion to confirm, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The appointments were confirmed. Senator Bonhoff.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on Higher Education and Workforce Development, reported May 6, 2015, pertaining to appointments to the Board of Trustees of the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevail.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevailed. Senator Bonhoff.
Madam President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Higher Education Workforce Development, reported May 6, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Board of Trustees of the Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, John Coles.
Is there any discussion? Tell us about Mr. Coles.
Thank you, Madam President. John Coles, better known as Jay Coles, is a longtime Minnesotan. You may be familiar with Coles Media. Coles Media was the founder and publisher of the Star Tribune. Jay was the vice chairman of Coles Media from 1993 to 1998. Mr. Coles is with, Mr. Coles is the managing director of Lawrence Creek, LLC. He has served on numerous community foundations, civic organizations, and business chambers in Minnesota and the Twin Cities metro area. He has gotten his undergraduate degree from Harvard, is a Harvard MBA. I've personally known Jay Coles for over 20 years and think we would be very well served to have him as a esteemed trustee of MNSCU.
On the confirmation motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The appointment was confirmed. Back to Senator Wieger.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 8, 2015, pertaining to the appointments to the Board of Teaching, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevailed. Senator Wieger.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevailed. Senator Wieger.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 8, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of to the Board of Teaching Jim Grabowska of St. Clair, effective February 2, 2013, for a term expiring on January 2, 2017.
Can you tell us about Mr. Grabowska?
Yes, Mr. Grabowska is a school board member representing that segment on the Board of Teaching. He serves on the school board in the St. Clair School District from 2009 to present. He's also with the South Central Services Co-op, resident of St. Clair. He earned his doctorate at the University of Minnesota, where he's also the chair of the Department of World Languages and Culture.
On the motion to confirm, is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevailed. The appointment was confirmed. Senator Wieger.
I move that the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 8, 2015, pertaining to the appointments to the Board of School Administrators, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevailed. Senator Wieger.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wieger.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 8, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of to the Board of School Administrators, Nancy Antoine of Northfield, effective March 2, 2014, for a term expiring on January 2, 2017, and Jean Haar Mankato, effective June 17, 2013, for a term expiring on January 2, 2017.
Tell us a little bit about the appointees.
Yes, Ms. Antoine is elementary principal and serves on the Board of School Administrators representing elementary principals. She is the principal at Bridgewater Elementary, where she's been the principal since 2007. Has various degrees, very well qualified. Additionally, for Jean Haar, she is the higher ed faculty member representative. She is the dean of the College of Education at Minnesota State University Mankato, 2012 to present. Again, excellent academic credentials.
On the motion to confirm, is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The appointments were confirmed. Finally, Senator Wieger.
And finally, Madam President, I move that the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 8, 2015, pertaining to appointments to the Board of the Purpich Center for Arts Education, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wieger.
I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Wieger.
I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education, reported May 8, 2015, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of to the Board of Purpich Center for the Arts Education, Linda Henning of Minneapolis, effective October 7, 2014, for a term expiring on January 1, 2018.
Tell us about Ms. Henning.
Yes, Madam President, Ms. Henning is a member of the Metropolitan Council from 1993 to the present. She's a resident of Minneapolis, earned her bachelor's degree at the Carlson School of Management.
On the motion to confirm, is there any discussion? All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The appointment was confirmed. Senator Bach, there's no other business at the desk.
Madam President, I move the Senate do now adjourn until Saturday, May 16th, 12 o'clock noon.
On that, I forgot to ask for announcements first. Senator Buck, I apologize. I didn't know you were going to make the adjournment motion. Are there any announcements? Senator Ingebrigtsen?
Thank you, Madam President. If I could indulge the members. Madam President, members, this week as our country and state honors the fallen officers nationwide as well as statewide in the line of duty. Members, as we stand here today, family, friends, and police officers are standing guard at the state monument on the south end of the grounds here at the Capitol, remembering those, not only those that are lost, of course, and their families. Madam President, members, I ask that you all stand for a moment of silence in tribute of those officers that were killed in the line of duty that gave their ultimate sacrifice.
Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. You may be seated. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session.
Madam President.
Senator, I'll come back to you in a minute, Senator Hand, unless you want to be excused. Okay, Senator Peterson from 11 to 11:50, Senator Rosen all day, Senator Peterson B from 11:50 to the end of session, Senator Schmidt from 11:50 to 12:10, Senator Reinert all day. Senator Hahn.
Thank you, Madam President. I just was hoping we had a brief discussion of rules. Senator Bach had given Rules Committee a little bit of what he thought the what might happen in the next couple of days with respect to the work for the Senate tomorrow and Sunday. And I wonder if Senator Bach, if you would be willing to tell the body at large some of the things you told the Rules Committee.
Senator Bach.
Madam President, Senator Hand, thank you for giving me the opportunity to give the members an update. We have been working all week, most nights late into the night, with over at the governor's residence, Senate leadership and House leadership, and commissioners from the administration on the budget targets. We have arrived at two of them. I expect there will be others that will be concluded later today and tonight. The intent would be for the governor and the speaker and I to hold a press availability this afternoon just to give an update to the press corps, who then can communicate to the public the status of the discussions that are going on. Our intent would be to come in tomorrow at noon. We really don't have general orders business left to do, but would be potentially dealing with some conference committee reports coming back or any other business the House messages the House sends us. Then sometime tomorrow afternoon we will recess, come back sometime late in the evening if the House has sent us some additional work to do. And then the intent would be on Sunday to come in later in the afternoon with the hopes of having a couple of the larger omnibus conference committee reports to take up and then take up the balance of them on Monday prior to adjournment.
Madam President, any other announcements? Senator Fischbach.
Madam President, along that line, if there are any, just for this afternoon, if there's any conference committees that are meeting this afternoon, maybe the chairs could make that announcement too, just so we know for sure if the conference committees are meeting.
Without objection, Senator Nelson will be excused from today's session from 11:50 to 12:25. Are there any other announcements? Okay, then, Senator Bach, for your motion to adjourn. On the motion to adjourn, all those in favor, I'm sorry, would you repeat your motion, Senator Bach?
Madam President, I renew my motion to Senate adjourn until Saturday, May 16th, 12 o'clock noon.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.